Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 5th of October. The Unfolding Purpose of God. The void was the context in which the everlasting covenant of Yahweh, who is I Am, was finished. Significantly, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the waters of the void. This point focuses our attention on a key aspect of the unique offering of the Holy Spirit, that is, the sanctification of the Spirit. Through sanctification, the Holy Spirit separated the end, the Father's initiative, from the beginning, the Son's initiative. He did this by establishing time and space as the context in which Elohim's covenant would come to pass through an immutable or timely and ordered process. Describing this unfolding of God's finished work, Elohim said through the prophet Isaiah, "Indeed, I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it." Here is a key. The immutable purpose of God comes to pass and fills the void through His preceding word. When the Holy Spirit proclaims the word of God saying, "Today, that which was finished in the counsel of God is called into existence, progressively being revealed in the void." The second stage in the progressive manifestation of God's everlasting covenant was the 7 days of creation. In the void, the creation was brought forth and multiplied by the Word of God. For example, bringing to pass the first day of creation, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Within this formative setting, man was created on the sixth day and would multiply to become an innumerable company. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 15 verses 15 to 16, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 13, 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 1 to 2, Isaiah chapter 46 verse 11, Hebrews chapter 3 verses 7 to 8, Romans chapter 4 verse 17, Genesis chapter 2 verses 1 to 3, and Genesis chapter 1 verses 3 to 5. For further study, Genesis chapter 1.